The nation's unemployment rate ticked down last month as businesses started to hire at least a few more workers. It's still a tough labor market out there, even in Texas, which has done comparatively well. But there's one group of workers in particular who often have the hardest time finding a job. KUT's Matt Largy reports on how workers over 50 are faring in the job market.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry. It's kind of embarrassing. I had to roll up pennies to get gas in my car.
Jerry Newton comes here to the Goodwill Job Center in Northeast Austin about three times a week for computer classes.
Hi, good morning. I'm here to take computer with Sarah.
Jerry recently turned 50. It's been almost 2 years since she lost her job at a spa resort just out of town. She didn't qualify for unemployment benefits, so she and her husband, who's also out of work, have survived off savings and help from Jerry's sister-in-law.
She saved our lives, so to speak.
Jerry is in a special class of people, and not in a good way. Workers over 50 are less likely to be laid off, but those who do lose their jobs are at least a third less likely to find a new job within a year than their younger counterparts. In Jerry's case, she said she's applied for at least 200 jobs in almost 2 years with no luck.
It's hard being kicked down going into these places and them saying, no, not this week, I told you last week. No. It's hard being pursuing all the time and getting the same answer. It can really wear on you.
For the first time in a while, Jerry recently got closer to a yes. She interviewed for a job at TJ Maxx and is waiting to hear back. It's part-time, minimum wage. Not ideal, but it's something.
Right now, I'm looking for a right-now job.
That's a new thing for Jerry. She held her last job for 6 years. The one before, 8 years. Michael Sanchez is Jerry's placement specialist at the Goodwill Job Center. He says people in Jerry's generation...
The generation that is in their 50s and 60s.
They're a generation that believed in working one or two jobs in their entire lives.
And I think never in a million years that they expect to be in their 50s, job searching and starting all over again.
Do you want it on speakerphone?
No.
It's been a few days since Jerry's interview at TJ Maxx, so she calls to follow up. She's hoping to hear that she got the job.
Hi, can I please speak with Rosie? After 5, okay. All right, I will check back with her then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Job search experts say the biggest hurdle for older workers is often technology. Many job applications have to be done online. And that's a far cry from the days of going door-to-door with your resume. But then it's also hard to ignore the obvious. Some employers just see hiring older workers as a bad investment.
There is a level of discrimination that's still out there.
Conrad Ruiz runs the Austin office of AARP's Work Search program, which is aimed at people 50 and over.
There are a number of employers that we know that sometimes have this myth that older people are not as effective as younger people, and older people tend to have accidents more. Well, studies show that that's not the case.
I have even applied at convenience stores and felt like I was maybe looked down on because maybe I wasn't young enough. You know, she couldn't handle the night shift. But that's not something that someone has said. Maybe it's something in my mind.
When I walk into an interview, if the person interviewing me is a 20-something year old, my heart tends to drop a little bit.
Jim Callahan is 68 years old.
Because the chances of a 20-something-year-old hiring their granddad is small.
Both Jerry and Jim have been out of work for 2 years or more, putting them squarely in the class of the long-term unemployed. Statistically, the longer a person spends unemployed, the harder it is to find a new job. Apply that to someone in their 50s or 60s.
And that creates the real possibility that a lot of these people may never work again.
Richard Johnson is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based think tank.
And that has tremendous implications for their ability to make ends meet today, but it's also going to really harm their future retirement incomes.
You know, someone my age, the money that's being spent on my house right now and keeping me from being homeless will probably be the money that we were going to retire on. You know,
that could make things harder for Jerry down the road, and at a time when state and federal services for people of all ages are being eyed for cuts, people like Jerry might have fewer places to turn for help in the future. In fact, funding for the only federal jobs program designed to help older people would be cut in half under President Obama's budget proposal.
You have one new voice message.
Jerry's story isn't quite over, though. She tried the manager back at TJ Maxx. I got this message on my voicemail later that day.
Hi, Matt. It's Jerry Newton. I'm sorry to call you so late. Just wanted to let you know that I did get the job, and I'm excited about that, and ready to go to work. Bye-bye.
End of message.
Today will be Jerry's third day on the job. Matt Largie, KUT News.